Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Exodus chapter 35, from verse 30. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, verse 31. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones, to set them, and in the carving of wood, to make any manner of cunning work. And he has put also in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, them at it filled with wisdom to work all manner of work, of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the embroider, in blue and in purple, in scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work. Now, if you read this particular scripture, and please sit if you can. We've been speaking on generational wealth transfer. And the most important thing I can share with you this morning is understanding and appreciating the authority of God's word. If God's word says something, every other thing is noise in the market. Are you with me? If God's word says something, if God says something about you, every other thing is a noise in the market. It is unfair to read in scriptures that God says that will make you an eternal excellency, and you see the kind of covenants that God cut with some of these folks in the Old Testament. And then you look into the New Testament, and what you seem to find looks like a far cry from the glory. It seems that like we are taught, the glory of the latter house is supposed to be greater than that of the former. But it seems that most times, we still need to go back to the Old Testament to create a context for this kind of glory, where you want to describe so many things that as it relates to the promises of God for us, his children, we always have to go back to the Old Testament. For instance, when you speak about the prophetic ministry, some of you have heard things like a prophecy is supposed to confirm what the Holy Spirit has revealed to you personally as a believer. Is that not so? You've heard that. But that's not necessarily correct. Are you with me? It's okay at pre-degree level. Pre-degree level of prophecy, when God speaks to you, an average revelation you get from an external source should be a confirmation. But not in every case. Most times we teach people that way because we want them to be on a safeguard. We want them to be able to process and hear God for themselves. But there's a level in which there are certain things we are taught in physics. SS1 physics. And SS2. And we even wrote it down in SS3, WAEC. And we got an A. Then you got to physics 101. In Obafemi Awolowo University of Lagos, and the first thing they did was to tell you that thing you have been writing, throw it away. Do you understand what I'm saying? That truth is relative. You know what I mean by relative? It can be true here. It doesn't mean it is true in every situation. For instance, the word of God says, let every wife submit to her own husband. It didn't say, let the wife submit to every man. So I cannot demand that Pastor Kenny's wife submit to me. That's the implication. So if you marry wrong, then there's going to be a problem. Because who you submit to can determine your destiny. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the authority of God's word is very, there are certain things God's word is very, very clear about. For you to be able to appreciate certain things about God, you need to go back to both the Old Testament to find the context for that which is being said in the New Testament. That context is very important because there are certain things that are contained in the New Testament, but not, or in the Old Testament, but not necessarily in the New Testament. So if you say someone is a prophet, how do you find context for that? A prophecy is supposed to bring you either exhortation, encouragement, or comfort, but that is the gift of prophecy, not the ministry of the prophet. If somebody has a gift of prophecy, you should be able to, everything he says must obey those three rules. But when you begin to look at the ministry of a prophet, he will go into your life and tell you you are in sin. So how is that one encouraging you? That you are coming from somewhere last week and something happened, you even forgot your phone there. Huh? You went to visit her and you forgot your phone, forgot yourself. It takes a prophet to tell you that one. Huh? Or it takes a prophet to tell you that 7 years from now you'll be a pastor, but you don't know. You don't know now. Just say there's a call of God over your life, say amen, and you went away. Then 5 years and a half, you begin to have dreams and visions. So what we should have taught us or taught everybody is how to respond when you receive a prophetic word on something you don't really have prior knowledge about. So don't just lay hands on anybody. If I'm preaching somewhere and I'm new there, I ask them for permission. Can I? Because I may lay hands on you and disrupt your word. I may lay hands on you. You start having dreams and visions. And you may not be someone who like to sleep. When you sleep, you just like to sleep. If I'm awake, let me know I'm awake. But now somebody lays hands on you, you start, then you begin to, you sue me to court. You know, I just prayed. I'm just a prayer man. If you say you are, I say I'm not a prophet. I just prayed. I joined my faith with you. Before you sue me to court and ask me to explain what I did to you, I didn't do anything. I just prayed for you, and I believe that God will do something. I don't know about your dream. I'm not in your dream. If you have seen somebody that looks like me, it ain't me. Bottom line, there are certain promises that God gives to us. The context of that reality can only be found in the Old Testament. So you cannot discount the Old Testament, because everything Paul taught about was from the Old Testament. So if God says to you in Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17 that through prosperity my city shall spread forth its borders, God's economic system, the God's monarchy, God's government, which is a monarchy, has an economic system that prospers its citizens. We are not members of a church. We are citizens of a kingdom. The moment you understand this particular concept, it liberates you in and postures you in the way you should be able to relate to God. So if you are a citizen of light and you dwell in the light, there is a consciousness of light that must pervade your mind in such a way that you have a light approach. Oh my God. Give me Ecclesiastes 11:7. Say, truly, light is what? It's sweet. And it is a pleasant thing for the eyes to behold what? Look at it. To behold what? The sun. Light there speaks of illumination. Speaks of revelation. Oh my God. When the light of God comes to you on a particular matter, it is sweet. When everybody has to, you know, pardon my, you know, when everybody on your street is in darkness and you are the only one that has light, if you are not in Nigeria, you may not understand this one, but for those listening online, you know. In those days on campus, we had a few of our colleagues who had generators, small generators. So, by default, you know you are not meat. We are all students, but we are not mates. Do you know that some time ago in your life, you were comfortable with not even having light? The fact that you had somewhere to sleep, oh, glory be to God. But the Bible said light is sweet. Ah, you know what it means? When you have information at your disposal that others don't have, and even when you try to share it with them, they can't appreciate it because they don't understand. That DYDX that most of us cram, and we go into the exam hall, DYDS, and you are struggling with it, is what some people put together and developed solutions to how a car will run on solar, not fuel. Talking about Tesla. All that calculation that you say we are not using all this thing, we just graduate, we don't use it in life. It's in your country. It's in your country. If you go abroad, you use it. If you live abroad, if you study mathematics, you will not want to work outside your field because the opportunities are endless. Because light is sweet when you are in a situation or in an environment where the opportunities meet with your requisite knowledge. Before you graduate, you already know where you are going. Now you study maths and you end up as a nurse or as an admin officer. What's the correlation between your maths? Industrial maths. But only in Nigeria. Say truly light is sweet. And it's a pleasant thing. It is pleasant when you have resource information, when you have revelation from the Holy Spirit about certain things that He has prepared specially with your name on it. And believe me, there's no destiny that looks like your own. We thank God for your Babalola, and we thank God for all our fathers. But I tell you, they are envious of you.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. They are envious of you.
Yes, sir.
If Apostle Babalola comes now, you won't be able to fit him.
Yes, sir.
Most people who celebrate him now did not identify with him. So you are born for your time. I say you are born for your time. You are tailored for this generation. There is no, you know, so you can carry the spirit of our Babalola, but make sure you are tailor fit for this generation.
Yes, sir.
Carry the spirit, but be tailor fit. Have the language your generation understands. Because light is sweet. Light is sweet. When you know what it means to be able to pray and get answer to prayers, you can't negotiate that for one fine girl. Because light is sweet. You have found the secret. And these things are in the word of God. Tell your neighbor, light is sweet. When your eyes are open and you behold the sun, you are not in the same, though we are in the same world, but we are not having the same experience in God. You can be in a service, a church service like this morning, and somebody will be dozing off. Meanwhile, somebody shout, "Whoa, wow, light is sweet. Light is sweet. Light is sweet." Yeah. By the time you step out of the service, "Oh, Brother Mark, Brother Ezekiel." Say, "Yes, yes, yes, we are blessed." He will tell you he was blessed. But you see, when you begin to respond, he can't receive you at the level you are coming from because you heard something. Light is sweet. I refuse to be in darkness. As it pertains to my life, I refuse to be in darkness. Because there is a level of illumination that God brings to you. It is tailor fit for your situation. It is tailored for you. You cannot carry your own lampstand and then use it to stand with another foolish virgin. Everybody will must bear his own revelation. You cannot borrow this oil. Because if I tell you how I do it, you will not understand because you will say you are also doing the same thing. But you are not getting that result. If I tell you to pray, and pray in tongues 45 minutes, 1 hour, you say, "But we do it now." Because light is sweet. What powers your spiritual experience is the illumination behind why you are doing it. What powers it? What empowers it? What empowers it is the illumination you have concerning that spiritual activity. God said in Exodus 35, verse 30, say concerning Bezalel and Aholiab, he said, I have given to them the Spirit of God. And that Spirit manifests within the context or the chambers of knowledge, wisdom, revelation. I was sharing with you guys on Wednesday during the online service that God was so impressed with the request of Solomon. Solomon did not ask for the life of his enemies, and God actually made a comment. You see, God commented about that thing. God may not have expected to find that wisdom in the palace. Those wisdom, you find it with those who spend time with God on the mountain, that you ask for wisdom. Because you see, as a man of God or as a spiritual person, you need more wisdom than power. You may have power, but if you don't know where to dispense it, you create problems. Pastor, you need to pray for me. Oh, I need this. And God said, don't pray, encourage her. If I take away that problem, she will not learn. Because there's something coming up in her future in the next 3 years, which is going to rest on the lessons she will learn now. And that's what I always say to you. Every time God wants to do something major in your life, if you begin to notice, God begins to bring learning opportunities your way. Something is coming. Oh, you go and take this course. Oh, you do this. Or they begin to give you more tasks in the office that requires you to be open-minded to new information and new learnings. Just know that there's something big coming. I used to have a boss who she was my direct boss. She did my appraiser. We had the same function, basically. But our authorization limit was different. So if I could authorize a transaction. This was way back in 2008, 2009. I could authorize a forex transaction of about $10,000 or maybe $15,000. But she could authorize as much as $50,000. So if I had a staff who was processing a transaction of up to $10,000, they don't take it to her, they bring it to me. So if you like, you sign it and dash your brother money. When the police come, they just, who is the boy? Nobody will ask for your age. Nobody will ask, when did you join this bank? They will just say, is that you? Pick him. And they pick you, you are gone. You go and explain yourself at CID, a big panty. So one day I said to her, I said, madam, I notice you don't do so many things. So you just sit down. She puts up her chatting. There's this thing we call communicator in those days. Don't forget what I said to you. Every time God wants to promote you, it will put you under certain conditions that facilitates you to have an open mind to learning something new, to become proficient. Not just that you know it, but you now know it very well. My boss was a wonderful. So one day I asked her, I said, madam, he's like, you know, I know sometimes I don't have to speak up. Madam, I know. It's just the dream makeup. Yeah. This work is too much. And I was an authorizer, and I was also posting. Which means I did everything everybody in my support staff were doing. I did everything they did. And I still authorized all their transactions. So I may be authorizing as much as close to 200 or 300 transactions every day. I only see her when it is beyond me. And she said to me, say, Gwenga, you just started this work. I have worked, do you know Unity Branch in Ikeja? It's a madhouse. I said, okay. I don't know Unity Branch. Oh. He said, that's where I work. He said, I have two head tellers. I said, ha. He said, Ben, I'll be doing it. Oh. This one that I came here, I came to rest. That's the day I knew I was in trouble. I had a boss. I didn't have a mentor. So the moment I realized that I was on my own, I needed the Spirit of God to make up for my gap, because I didn't study banking. It's not my area. You can talk about prayer, prophecy, vision. Those are my area, but not this one. I come in happy, I go home sad, because we're always looking for something. The other day I searched for a customer's card, driver's license, for 3 days, with prayer and tongues, before the thing came out. It was so serious. I didn't like my job. Just the money that is okay. But it was a training opportunity. Because when I got into that system, I was a sanguine. Just shake people. Ah, what's up? Ah, today's going to be a great day. I just shake my head. Always laughing, always happy. Until I start having problems in the office. They just notice I'm just going. I started enjoying sitting at going to the restroom, just sit there. Because like the moment I come out, every client I meet creates problem for me. There's just one issue with that client. There will be one issue. And any customer that smiles at me too much, there must be problem with that transaction. Tell your neighbor, you need the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of understanding. This chambers of knowledge will impart different things to you. Until one day, I just decided, look, I'm going to change. This job does not require a sanguine. It requires a melancholic and a choleric person. So I shifted from being a sanguine to becoming choleric. So I come to the office. Hello, hi, good morning. Hello, hi, good morning. A customer comes in or a client. Hello, good morning. How can I help you this morning? Okay, sure. Well, were you the one who sent that mail? Tunde, call so person. Get back to me. You're not a plane like before. Don't let me tell you how much I lost in that bank. That for my salary was paying what I did not eat. Paying for your carelessness. When I just changed in my mind. And that's what the Spirit of God does. There's a Spirit of God that operates as the spirit of enterprise. The spirit of business. When it comes upon you, it changes the way you relate. That's why you may not like it, you like it, you may not like it. But if I like you, I can't work with you. If I like you, I can't work with you. If it's business, so let's be brother, let's be loving ourselves. But if I like you, I can't work with you. Because that temptation, I have a area. Let's just be doing family. When it comes to work, you must have strong work ethics. But I wasn't always like that. I learned how to begin to pray, because I realized the enemy was after me. I was living a depressed life. They were paying me the money, but I was depressed constantly. Until one day that my boss came to the office and she was fired. No notice. Fired. Why? It was this period, this year, that the Lord began to tell me that every time I bring learning opportunities to you, just know I have prepared something in the future for which you are not ready for. So we need to prepare you now before that opportunity so you don't mess it up. Which was what the Lord was trying to do with Bezalel and Aholiab. We want to build the temple. We want to raise a structure, something that has never been done on earth. This structure only exists in the heavens. And we need somebody who can see into the mind of God and capture it the way Moses is declaring it. So it is, Moses cannot be preaching and praying, oh, labor, and the Spirit of God. He showed me the outer court. Say, what's the outer court? He says, and then he showed me the inner court. He just keeps prophesying, he's going. So God needs somebody whose fingers are anointed, whose mind is creative. As Moses is speaking, the pictures are forming in the mind of Aholiab and his brother. It's forming there and they just begin to paint. Have you seen some of those artists? As you describe it, they begin to script the face of the person you saw that came into the compound. It's not everywhere that can do it. You appreciate art, work of art, but you are not an artist. It takes an anointing. It takes an anointing to receive that which God is saying. It takes an anointing to establish it. So if Moses did not have an Aholiab in his team, he would have been stranded. Because Moses is not an artist. The way God structures it is such that we need to depend on each other. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, find your area of strength. Stay there. That's all. He said, I filled him with the Spirit of God. Do you know what it means to fill? He didn't say I gave him the Spirit of God. He said, I filled him. I filled him.
We don't want flesh in this work. We don't want human idea. This thing that we want to do, we want to, the way you start is the way you finish. If you start this business or you get into this career path, the way you start is the way you will continue to sustain it. If you get in by the word of faith, if you get into this space, trusting the Lord and taking a bold step of faith, then that is the only way you will continue to go forward. Now, there is another matter where God may be speaking, but we lack the response of faith. And I tell you, most of the people who are struggling in their personal life are struggling not because of God and not because of Satan, but because of the absence of the response of faith. He said, I will give him the Spirit of God. He said, and he began to describe the ways that anointing will work. So we may all be in the same business, in the same office. We seems we are doing the same thing. But what is empowering and pushing us from behind is different. We are all cutting stones. We are all providing solutions. The first time I resumed in the bank, that week, they told me to prepare a training slide. To prepare for training. I'm not going to training school. Let me tell you something. Please hear me. Those people in the marketplace, they won't see your anointing. They will see what your anointing produces. So, Joseph may be a dreamer. We don't need your dream. Can you interpret? Can you tell us what to do? There's famine coming. Can you tell us? There's a kind of wisdom that comes upon you. Your husband can't mess with you. He knows. Your wife can't mess. He knows that this one, if she tells you that she are going, nothing for you. It's as if she chop wind. Put yourself in a position of advantage through knowledge. Knowledge that you know it. I didn't say you cram, that you know. Because here, what we do is we cram. We cram, we don't know anything here. ACF, SCM, some of you are hearing it for the first time in 20 years. HCF. Common factor. And then there's the LCM. Some of you, like, you went to read this book before coming for service today. Praise God. I heard it recently from my son. No, I forgot it. I heard them talking about it. It's not paying my salary. Hallelujah. Say, God filled him. God didn't just give him. He filled him. Hallelujah. He filled him. He filled him like a pot. So every time it's the overflow you are getting. God may fill you, but you must stay filled. Sometimes you just want to wait for a supernatural move of the Holy Spirit. Yes, you will get that. But there are things you can do. Keeps you filled. If you don't know the cheat code, you will have a brother staying in the same house with you, always watching Netflix. You will say, Shebi is not praying. Who told you? It's when you sleep, he prays. He doesn't want to disturb you. He has a private life with God. Because you saw him watching season 1 to 5 or 7 of something. Okay, that's the one you are watching now. Because you just feel like, you came in, you saw him. While you are sleeping, the way we are taught how to pray is that even when you are sleeping, your heart is communing. There's a particular brother like that, even when he sleeps, his leg is always. He prayed so much that even when he's sleeping, every time you wake up to go to the restroom, you just feel ashamed of yourself. That this is one in your court. This is somebody's child. That you are not even sure if he's actually sleeping. Because you're then you check yourself. Out of shame, you go to the restroom. You still come back and sleep. Tell your neighbor, follow correct people. You can be filled with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is not just for you to be speaking in tongues. It must help you in the area of enterprise. When I got into the bank, one of the things that was popular that they told me is that nobody leaves this job. You either get fired or you create a problem and they arrest you. They take you away. That's what they told me. In the days of STB, there was a bank they used to call STB, Standard Trust Bank. Some of, those are the new generation banks that came out then. You remember? They came out before they became UBA now. STB was like a bank. Oh my God, everybody in that bank was young. My friend's brother, you know, worked in STB. He had this in those days of home theater. You just see, you don't touch. When I come into his room like this, he has gone to work. We will get into that room and we'll be playing PS. Sega. And Nintendo or something. But when you see that massive... Do you know the way all those huge home theaters used to look like in those days? Very terrifying. And what was he playing? Tupac. Dun, I don't know who even sang that. Is it Tupac? I don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. You just forget about it. No, just say. But for those of you who have been in the world since... Even when you say you are born again, you just notice your head is. All of us started scraping our head. We didn't know why. There was a musician. Somebody came, and that is why I'm telling you, the way you start, you must not forget. STB came out, redefined banking from all those sleepy head, First Bank, Union Bank, where we collect tally. To Mama, you know, you saw me that time, you collect tally to enter to. My bank was Afribank. Do you know Afribank? Hey, some of you don't know Afribank. You say you're a Nigerian. Do you know Afribank? Hey, Tina, don't say it. Do you know Afribank? Hey! You've heard of it? I have an account. Now, officially, you should be calling me uncle. DG uncle. That's our papa, the amen. Papa, uncle. That's the way God works. Though. It's number two that we become first. Yes. Who denied Jesus? Peter. Peter was supposed to be thrown out. The one that stayed to the end, John, faithful, that they handed, he said, take care of my mother. He didn't become the pastor. I didn't say you should go and be an area boy, yo, because some people will do area boy, they won't come back. STB and some of these new generation banks that were trying to define lost their cutting edge the moment they fused with another sleepy head bank. They were trying to redefine the motion. They were gaining traction. But they forgot what brought them to where they were. Today, if you some of you have never heard that name. If you started making progress by being filled with the Spirit of God, your common sense will not bail you out. Your common sense must be yielded to the Holy Ghost. That's the only way to move forward. And we allow the enemy to deceive us till we got to the point where an average believer does not even expect to be wealthy again. But somewhere in your mind, you envy them when you see them on Instagram, living the good life. Somewhere in your mind, like, but why can't we be like this? Who told you? You have a knowledge deficit. The issue is not having money. The issue is whether the money controls you. It's not the money. Because you get the money now, you dress in ungodly ways. You get the money now. You begin to realize that actually the Bible does not say you cannot take alcohol. What the Bible says is that you should not be drunk. You start seeing things in the Bible that are not there. The secret to Aholiab and Bezalel was not their craftsmanship. Because it was the Spirit of God. Because actually they were already craftsmen. The Spirit of God only came upon that which they had. Lift up your right hand. Say, Spirit of the Lord, come upon that which I have in the name of Jesus. Are you blessed? God spoke over them, Bezalel. Spoke over Holiab. You need God to speak over you. There is a level of faithfulness that is required in the workplace that makes God say, look, if I don't bless this one, let the throne reject me. Paul was teaching us, and he says that when you serve and you work, speaking to servants or speaking to civil servants or speaking to people in the business space or speaking to people who work in the bank or in telecoms, wherever it is you find yourself, or even before you begin to become productively engaged, you must have the heart of a servant. When you come to the office, forget about your degree. Don't say there's something, there's no job I cannot do. You take up the role of a servant. You serve. Some want to be masters, but you must be a servant, because the way up is to be a servant. He said, I am amongst you as master, but I serve you. That's what Jesus said. Yeah, come with your jacket, come with your coat, but be ready to take it off. Be ready to take it off. If you know you can't say, I'm sorry, don't take this job. Sometimes when we have some of those clients, they come to our office, you know, begin to throw those guests, just be throwing their weight around there. I just punched my laptop. All your details will come out, including the village where they gave birth to you. I say, now wow. Now here work with the duo. See this one. Then I get to her. I say, I'm so sorry, madam. You know, just give me a few minutes. Say, no. That's I don't like your bank. We said don't want you. But it's in my mind though. We don't want you. How much do you have in the account? But you cannot say it. But if you are someone that believes that there's somebody you cannot apologize to, then this work is not for you. If somebody comes to your office and meets with you and his experience there is not easier, it's not pleasant, and you are there, you have not passed the test that will make God speak over Bezalel. Those guys were already doing well. They didn't remove 1 inch from the measurement. The measurement is the measurement. They do their work because they believe according to what Paul said. He said that he that serves is doing it unto the Lord. Yeah, you can be a worker, but in the office. You can be a worker. Hallelujah. The spirit of a servant is one of the things the Lord looks at. After they finished their work and they constructed the temple and did everything, did you hear their names again? They fitted back into the family. The work did not define them. They knew that the anointing that came upon them worked for a reason. It's not to fall under the anointing. I said it's not to fall under the anointing. You fall under the anointing, you break chair, you bite. Yes. The anointing that changes you sets you on your feet. Doesn't make you fall. It will set you on your feet. Say, stand before me, son of man, that I may speak with you. Say, I cannot stand. Say, then he imparted his strength in him. Oh yeah, listen. When Jesus was going to the cross, he said he was going to pray. He entered the garden of Gethsemane. He was tired. The angels came. They strengthened him. Oh yeah, pray. They strengthened him for the cross. They strengthened him to pray. And he started praying. So I could have imagined in my mind that when Jesus was praying, the burden of what was ahead of him made him weak. And how many of you have had such experiences before? You just know that what you are dealing with, there's nobody you can talk to that will just say, it is well. It is well. God will go with you. But in their mind, you better find out you will survive. Because this my own, it is well, is where my journey ends. How you get it is, when you have the testimony, we will come and dance with you. But after this prayer now, you are on your... So Jesus must have been, Father, in the name of Jesus, the prayer is not flowing. Carry his phone. Press WhatsApp. Agnes, are you there? She said, no, I'm not here. She listened. Father Rabaka Daba Shabalusa. Let me listen to music. You know, there's a way music can engender you. But you now notice that even now, the music is even distracting you, because there's a way some of those instrumentals even make you forget that you are supposed to be praying. You start and who knows what I'm saying? You are listening to the music. It's very lovely. The angel say, Baba, this one no go reach cross. Make it not be like say go even carry the cross wrong. Oh yeah, go to the garden. At the entrance, they saw three disciples. The senior pastor, the new GO, assistant GO, and regional overseer. On the floor, sleeping. The Baba said, we go pray, don't tire. Ah. And the angels came. Strengthened him. If Jesus did not have the heart of a servant, he would have told the angels, don't you know your level? In this life, you must know when to receive. Receive impartations. Receive strength. Just Christ said, who is your mate? Need that there. He said, Baba, you are tired. Let me help you. It was an angel, not God. Hey! All of a sudden, Father, thank you. Say, Agnes, Toby, offline. MJ, offline. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. You are just waiting for 1 hour to knock. You come out here. Bye, come out. We give you glory. You are not dragging the song. Because somewhere, just certify like I did 1 hour. You know you will die. Who is able to pray when he knows that the next 5 minutes is going to die? You want to pray? Which prayer? Look at death. The moment the angel came, imparted him. Those are the moments when you are praying. All of a sudden, you don't know what happened to you. You just notice there was a surge of energy that rushed through you. You now notice you were able to pray. It was the same experience that Jesus had that was given to you. It may not have been an angel. It could have been the Holy Spirit that rushed through your spirit. Pop! Sugar rush. Somebody hearing me now? Because sometimes when you tell people that as I was praying, the Holy Ghost came, they will be wondering how. That's what I'm explaining to you. All of a sudden, the same man that could not pray with all his headquarters, regional Asia, all of them sleeping. The spirit came upon Jesus. It left the three people there. And that, so you don't do parako. You don't do, we came together. You come in your own name. Because the angel came, touched Jesus, left the three of them. Meanwhile, they were supposed to be interceding for him. There is the element of the Spirit of God, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, in manifesting in the area of enterprise. You want to make profit? You work with God. And it won't be easy. Don't mind all those people who speak in VI tongues and lucky tongues. I'm not talking about them. I got some of those meetings on the island. I just bless the Lord. It's okay. There's no battle yet. When the battle comes, nobody will teach you. Tell neighbor, nobody will teach you. When the battle comes, you become a tiger. When they are telling you, you won't graduate. Eh? Who had graduation issues here? And pray through. Ah. you're like, eh? You look at all your classmates. So me, out of all of us, me. You will go and get good trousers, long one, with gown. As you are going from office to office, Zakaku, Biyakata, good. Before you knock on the door, Balika Tuza, Ika, Baradagedika, Etega, Uza, because you know, I cannot be ashamed. Ka, Ipara, Nusen, Taya, Likaba, Uraba, eh! When my lecturer told me, he said, except God comes down, you will not graduate. He told me, final year. There is that element of the spirit. That element is what the other business folks in your space don't have. They may be white, they may be red, they may be Asian, but they don't have that element. It's the spirit of God that comes upon Bezalel. That's your advantage. I was sitting in an interview in Owe Uife, where I was being interviewed to become a teacher in the faculty there. A lecturer. Teacher, apparently, it's just. I was being interviewed, and They asked me a question. I said, I don't know this one. They asked me this one. I answered. I asked them, I said, now I said, took me out of my faculty, took me to sciences. The instrument that is used to measure the ice, I said, you must answer. I closed my eyes. I just brought out one answer. I just said, it's called this. The man looked at me. The way he looked at me, said, I panicked. He said, but you say you don't know the answer. I said, I just said what came to my mind. He said, are you a prophet? I said, yes. Say you are right. Say you are right. I said, thank you, sir. I don't know who is even more surprised. The advantage of the Holy Ghost. That project you are working, don't speak as an idea about it. He has an idea. It's not only when you want to pray and on that desk, it is your advantage. If the people in the world have this thing that you have, that you are playing with. When you see people telling that the Holy Spirit is my friend, it's not a joke. Their life depends on it. Bezalel. He wasn't, do you know that he was also anointed to teach? In the later part of Exodus 35, he said, we have also imparted and anointed them to teach and transmit and transfer this level of instruction at this anointed pace. Give it to others. Their job was not to take over from Moses. But Moses will never be complete without them. Every church needs those kind of people. People that can take a vision and script it. Because God will never call an educated man. You don't understand that one. When God calls a man, he doesn't call a man that is capable. He calls a man who can hear and see. But he puts around him people who can understand that vision and say, okay, pastor, we have seen it, step back. And they will script it. The same thing, businesses, the same thing, every intention, every vision, even every marriage. There's nothing as wonderful as having an idea that your spouse understands. I'm telling you. And it's not good for both of you to be aroro together. Do you know what I mean? You don't like spending money. And she too doesn't like spending money. Say amen. Some of you don't know because you don't understand because you are not married. But you will get there. You marry someone that doesn't like spending money. You will not have chair in that house. You will have chair. Say, well, what is it? What is it? All the things of this world? Say, just buy two plastic chairs and one, two, we sit down. What is there? All these things. Why are you buying brand new TV? Go to Chukwe Buka there and get this. They have this small 32. No, there's even 24 inch. Just buy. Just watch your channels. Don't buy somebody that is like you. You will not go forward. I'm telling you. You thank me later. Don't worry. Okay, now, if you are going to fight at all, won't you choose your fight? Let your fight be around something that is useful. Not like, okay, want to spend 500,000, you cannot spend it. Is that not a good fight? The kind of fight that if I ask you to come and intervene, you won't know what to say. Say 2.5 million. Can you imagine, man of God? I told that 2.5 million. Say it is worse, sir. Because you don't know what to say. Because you, that 2.5 is already above you. Say, man of God, last week I gave her. Do you know, I did a tele transfer, 200,000. We had to do it in tranches. Yeah. Say, okay. You don't know what to say. You are just saying amen. Like, it is swear. You know, the word of God is very clear. You only just Bible. That's why you marry a woman like yourself. Just Bible. Somebody's destiny is blows from you. You marry that. The destiny came down. The Spirit of the Lord operates in the area of enterprise. That is one of the most powerful ways to find the Holy Ghost in the place of business. Go back to your business with the Holy Ghost. Don't leave the Holy Ghost at the house, at your house, and come to work. No! Holy Ghost will resume today. From today, Holy Spirit, senior partner, Adeola, general manager. Put it in your subconscious. is the one who will bring the client. You can talk to people from today to tomorrow. Because some of you still don't believe God wants you to be wealthy. Somewhere in your mind, you are trying to be humble about it. God is rich. God is so rich. He doesn't know what to do with money. His own problem is that he needs to send that thing to people. But he can't find people to trust. God doesn't spend money. He spends grace. The bank of grace. If you get the Lord, one of the things that separates men from their God is when the issue of money comes up and business. Now I am telling you, get the Holy Spirit involved in your business. Say amen. It will bring you your clients. Somebody will just say, do you still have this thing? Never say no. Do you have it? I'll get back to you now. Never say no. Say, I'm just being honest. Who sent you? Do you know what no means in the business world? Do you know what no means in the business world? What we are asking is not whether you have it now. It's, do you have what it takes to bring it? If we say bring it. If we say supply now, do you have what it takes? Never say no. Say yes, then go and look for someone that, do you know about this? He said, come and answer them. You are my manager. Answer them. Never say no. We are trying to have a luncheon, breakfast. We are going to be having tea. We are going to have some bread. Give me the contract. Pastor, are you into? I said, I'm into so many things. Bread of life. Add your last bread. I'll call her. We need 100. You even, we have a bakery being mined by one of our clients, you know, a partnership. Are they going to be asking Adiola whether it's true? Is it the bread you want to eat or you want to know who has the business? Adiola is going to smile. Then she'll be praying for me. That as pastor goes out this morning, let people. Family is sweet when everybody is okay. Sweet. She loves me. She said, I love Pastor Binga. I love Pastor Binga. It's because of what? Listen. That's your business that collapsed. Go back and do a review. Oh, my time is up. Go and do a review of what really happened. You must do a systematic analysis of why that thing failed. Listen to me. Between now and the end of this year, you can come out on top with profit. Say amen. Whatever it is, whether it's about your children or your business or whatever it is, you can, and please don't structure your business as a one-man business again. Structure it like something that is generational, something you can hand over to your children. Work hard at it. If I'm living here, I will hand over this thing to my children. The moment you think like that, you cannot fail again. You cannot even allow the thought of failure to come into your mind again. Because tomorrow we come, people will eat bread. People will wear clothes. And people are too proud to learn it. So they will pay. There are some skills that are out there that you must envision. Don't be like STB that blazed the trail but could not sustain it. Don't be like Nokia. Who felt the world was at their feet. Don't be like Yahoo Mail. Empires have come and gone. The only way to stay on top is to keep challenging yourself, becoming your own competition. Keep learning. Keep innovating. Keep troubleshoot. Start something new. Don't say God has done it. My father worked it out too, and I work. God is still working. That's why he doesn't get up from that seat. He's working. Is Mark, whatever version, is in front of him now. Yes. It's Mark. All of them cannot fail at the same time. If your HB decides to go on strike, put on there. If they will, put on ASOS. If that one, pack all of them, throw them away, bring your Mark. Pam, one time, you see it. Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? You must have a productivity mindset that is blessed by the Holy Ghost. Invest in your mind. Fill your mind with the Word of God. When you study the Word of God, hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to you. about your life, about your career, the next steps to take. Nobody ever thought that COVID would come, but it came. And it became the platform for others to rise. Your story will not change because simply because God said so. Your story will change because you took a stand by what God said. The Lord bless you. Lift up your right hand and say, the Spirit of God rest upon me as it rested on Bezalel. In the name of Jesus. And I have understanding. I have wisdom. I have knowledge on how to walk all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary according to all that the Lord has commanded. For Bezalel to operate effectively in that which has been given to him by the Holy Ghost, there is one thing he must introduce. It's called the spirit of faith. The spirit of what? Spirit of faith. You must never doubt that which God is doing in you. You may have circumstances around you telling you that you are not measuring up. You must not doubt the work of God that is going on in your spirit. Because that is only where you can stand and say, hi, that the Lord has given me and the children of the Lord has given me. They are for signs and for wonders. But it may not look like it now. Give it time. Give it time. You know, I just thought about it that in 10 years from now, my son will actually be 21. It just hit me recently that you actually be driving my car. And all those, you can't do. Daddy, go and cool down. Go and cool down. This same thing. Since all these days, since you are seen. So you just realize that time is going. Sow your seed today. Reap a bountiful harvest tomorrow. Whatever God will do in your life today will require a process of time. You may need a miracle now, but you need resourcefulness in the days to come. Stand on your feet. Ask the Lord for the spirit of wisdom in the area that you have a sincere desire from the Lord today. Ask the Lord for the spirit of wisdom for an impartation of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we'll receive the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of knowledge and the spirit of understanding. In the name of Jesus.